time he had the station, the highway went through town, and so, you know, we got a good business from that for.
That still seems to be, you still seem to get a lot of people stopping up at all these places.
We're still a tourist.
I tried to get lunch, and it took me a while.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. We're glad.
I went up to Wendy's, and I was like, I can't do that. And
oh, really?
Down this way. And I didn't know if there was a good restaurant in town, but I just wanted to get something quick. What was your husband's ancestry? Are you familiar with that?
His parents would have come from Indiana.
Do you know where they came back from? In, I assume Europe.
You know, I can't really tell you, but this is the bad point in what my daughter has been trying to run down, is trying to find, because we just didn't have much of a record of anything on my husband's side.
Mm-hmm. What was his last name?
Akers, A-K-E-R-S.
Okay. Hmm. I don't know what that is. A lot of people came from the Midwest, and your grandparents and stuff.
It was also, his folks would come as homestead people.
Okay.
But there were 12 kids in this family,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure just how long they kept the homestead, but they didn't. Eventually, they had to leave the homestead.
Okay. And move into town? Okay. Yeah, I know, I think in Burlington, a bunch of people were relocated down to Alamosa area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of the Dust Bowl, but maybe not so much in this area.
Mm-hmm.
What religion was your husband?
It would be Church of the Brethren.
Okay. Okay. Tell me a little bit about Lyman. You've already told me some about it, but... Actually, let me ask you this. You mentioned that a lot of your grandparents and parents were from the Midwest. Is that true in Lyman in general, would you say? Or?
Well, there would be quite a few that came in as Norwegian background.
Okay.
And they settled north of Genoa quite a bit.
Okay.
But they're basically, other than the ones that came from Kansas, I can't really think of, you know, too many other groups that would have come here.
So people came just from Kansas over to Lyman, and that was to escape the Dust Bowl? What other ethnic groups besides Norwegian that's really strong?
Not in the Lyman area,
Alright. How old is this town? Just a general sort of sketch.
I don't know. My grandparents came in, I think it was 1906 or 1907.
Okay.
And the town was pretty primitive then, but it had been here quite a while. I can't really give you dates on that.
Okay.
I should be able to, but I really don't know.
That's okay. What was the reason for Lyman at the beginning?
It would be railroad.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
It was definitely a railroad town.
Okay. All right. So they ship livestock out of here much or anything like that?
No. Our ranching really consisted of probably less than 50 cattle at the very most,
really? Pretty small.
Probably not that many most of the time.
Okay. So you think the railroad still would have been for tourism?
Yeah. Well, it would be a necessity, not necessarily tourism at that town,